coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad you are starting your day with us here. And TGIF, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Let's just all take a deep breath together, I'm telling you. Yeah, we've got a great weekend ahead of us. We've got some really great fun. I'm so excited. We have Prudence, actually. We had so much fun.
I'm back.
Yeah, and you look rested today.
I'm much more rested than yesterday.
I want you to
sure.
share in a little bit what did you do to rest?
I can do that.
I'm telling you. All right. And I'm so excited. I have my friend Wayne Allen Levine, and he actually has an amazing book that is just came out and made Amazon, right?
It actually made Amazon.com bestseller.
Congratulations.
Third book. That is
amazing. And he's a resident out in Westlake, California. And you have your book signing tonight, right?
At
Barnes & Noble?
Barnes & Noble in Westlake.
We've been talking a little bit about that, and I am actually going to be joining him. So I'm really excited. I want all my listeners to come out and visit him and pick up one of his books. And we didn't even give the name of your book, so tell a little bit about it.
Sure. It's called Insights of an Ordinary Man. The title came to me about a decade ago, and while in the midst of writing and publishing some other works, I knew this was the next one coming, but it took about a decade to finally...
Only a decade?
Only.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I am so excited. We're going to be talking a little bit more and finding out kind of, you know, what made you do this, what your passion is, what your journey is. And also, of course, I've got some giveaways. Jeannie Michael from Valley Alarm, she has made this incredible, beautiful heart
Like floating necklace.
Yeah,
I think
thank you.
Called.
I'm like, yeah. Anyways, I wear mine all the time. People comment on it all the time. So it is perfect for Valentine's Day. So that's one of the things that we are giving away. And we have several names. And Matt is on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And also, can we give one of your books away?
You can give a few
away. Oh, okay.
I want one.
I know. You had to go out and call. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, I just want to say I'm so glad you are starting your day with us here. I am your host, Kim, and we've got a full day for you. We've got a full night for you. We're going to be partying all the way into the night over at Barnes & Noble in Westlake. So I definitely want you to join us there. But I want to let you know a little bit about my show if you are just tuning in for the first time. And it's funny, I've been meeting people and I'm like, oh, I listen to your show and I listen to you, you know, and I love that. Share my show with everyone. It's really what I do every day is try to add value every day in every way. And I talk about different people's journeys and how somebody else's journey can resonate with you to help your journey be a little easier for you. It's just a really good feel-good show. It's not political. It's not religious. It's just really talking about life and making life easier for all of us because, you know, let's face it, some days you wake up and it just doesn't feel like you want to get out of bed. But when you feel and you look and you see other people in life that are struggling and you watch how they do it, It just makes it so much easier. So I'm so glad you are joining us here. Again, I want to let you know our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you are interested in getting one of these books, these great books, it's Insights of an Ordinary Man. You know, it's something we've been talking a lot about, men's perspectives on different things. And I love when a man... Because a lot of men, it's hard for them to communicate and stuff. And so you've really just, you know, opened yourself up, and you're going to share some of the stuff that you've put in your book.
Yes,
so if somebody wants a copy, what we'll do is we'll take the second caller right now at 805-639-0008. And then please come tonight and get it signed by Wayne. Also, I want to let you know that there's several ways that you can get in touch with us. Tune in. You can stream my show on KimPaganoShow.com. Become a fan. Like us on Facebook, because then you know what's going on. Also, tune in radio on any of your smartphones. There's an app there that's free, and you can listen to my show there, record it, listen to it later, any of that stuff. Also, I'm in Coffee News. I'm also in Ventura Breeze. And now I'm actually partnering up with Parent Click. So, yeah, we've got there's just so many things out there, and I just keep trying to get out so that one person, if not one person, a lot of people, that we're touching a lot of people. So share my show with everyone. And I'd love to hear from you today on Friday. All right. So tell us a little bit about what you – this is your third book, right?
It's my third book. First, nonfiction. These are short stories, autobiographical vignettes.
Right.
And essays and what I – just a few scattered poems.
Do you like poems?
I'm a poet. I have two books of poetry.
Oh,
poetic prose,
we'll have to bring you back in for that,
Forgiveness
too.
For Forgotten Dreams was my first. And the second, that followed by Myths and Artists. And now, Insights of an Ordinary Man, which is, again, short stories, nonfiction.
I'm not surprised to hear you're a poet. As I was just reading through a couple of the paragraphs, the words just so beautifully paint a picture. Mm. And I was just reading the first couple of lines. So I'm not surprised to hear you're a poet. Quite beautiful, even what I've read so far. So
well, thank you so much.
He's kind of got passion in his eyes. You know, it's weird when you meet people. I love meeting people that are just doing what they love out of passion. So
I am doing what I love, and I feel very privileged. And, you know, there's a tremendous amount of gratitude. You know, you were talking about some days not feeling like getting up. Let me tell you, my ritual begins with leaping out of bed in the morning, literally.
That's great.
From the foot of the bed is the way I go into the day. And, you know, I kind of discovered that by accident. It was the alternative route, since my side of the bed was blocked by packages some years ago, about a decade ago. My wife went shopping. It was probably the holiday season. And I thought, well, let's try this. And I leaped forward. I was a gymnast, so, you know.
Easy. I was like, wait, okay. Don't everybody try this, right?
Right.
I was thinking that I kind of have a bench at the end of mine, but I'm like, could I do that? No.
An even bigger leap.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Footboards, right. No, it would, but we don't. So, but what I discovered there was, It's a wonderful way. It's really a physical affirmation of going forward into the day, and it's so much better than putting one leg over the side and deciding if it's worth it.
You know? I like that. Well, I can't wait to talk to you and discuss your book. And then at the later part of our show, we have Chef Brooke Parkhurst and Chef James Briscone, and they are celebrating Valentine's Day at home. And so what we're going to be doing is Just Married and Cooking is their book. And so, it's funny because I had my women's support group last night, and we were talking about it, what everybody does for Valentine's Day. And sometimes you don't get the best service on Valentine's Day, let's face it, but you can have an excellent service if you do it at home, you know, or in the park or at the beach or, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's just so many other ways that you can do it.
The last place I want to be on Valentine's Day is at a busy restaurant.
Yeah, seriously, where they're going, we'll be right with you. We'll be right
with you.
Traffic
is the worst, and restaurants, you're there forever. So staying at home, I think, is the best idea.
Right, and making a beautiful meal.
And so, celebrate it a different day. You can always do dinner a different day.
There you go. Well, stay with us. We are the Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, Kim. I'm here with Prudence, Mindset Reset. I've got Wayne Allen Levine, and we're talking about his book today, Insight of an Ordinary Man. We're actually giving away a couple copies, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008. You can talk to Matt. He will get your number, and we will get you a book, and you can come get it personally signed by Wayne tonight over at Barnes & Noble in Westlake at the Promenade.
The Promenade.
That's right.
160 South Westlake, I believe.
Okay, perfect. And I will be there. And also, we have a mixer coming up the 21st of February, which is a Tuesday evening from 5:30 to 8. And we've got one of our, Todd Patkin, Finding Happiness, and he is one of our authors, flying out here from Boston. And so we're really excited. It's going to be a great night, a little bit of wine, a little bit of appetizer, a little bit of dessert, and
great door prizes, great speaker,
yeah.
and just a great motivational mixer. So keep looking for it. The flyers are
yeah,
coming
and
up.
It's over at Hamilton Winery. It's a new little winery. It's really cool up in Westlake. We're heading out. We're getting all over the place. So anyways, if anybody is interested right now, we'll take our second caller at 805-639-0008. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and I am so glad you are starting your day with us here. In our studio, we have Wayne, and his book is The Insights of an Ordinary Man. And so tell us a little bit about your journey, and I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Well,
yeah, it was so wonderful just meeting you so naturally. I love the organic way in which this
and I love how different people come into your life, you know. And it was interesting. We actually met over at Borders.
Open Borders.
Open Borders, correct. Right. Yeah. And And it's interesting. He called me from, you know, we kind of had a connection in front of a picture that we both loved. And it was just, you know, we kind of talked a little bit. I think you gave me a card. I gave you a card.
Yes.
And I love it. You just never know who you're going to meet and when you're going to meet back again.
That's so wonderful. I'm so glad
that you gave me a call.
Art brings us together.
There you go.
That was an artful event and a temporary one. You know, the open borders that Larry Janz created for that interim period.
Right.
So.
Right. So tell us a little bit about, so what is the Insights of an Ordinary Man?
Again, it's autobiographical vignettes is what I'm calling it, short stories. And I think, you know, stories that need no embellishment if they can be honored fully. I mean, only one has been previously published. It was published originally in Chicken Soup for the Body and Soul, which was The Last Attack. And the Last Attack is a depiction of my very last asthma attack. As I had asthma when I was an infant, and the last one occurred when I was 11 years old.
So do you think that you cured yourself?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So kind of a mind over matter?
Well, you know, I was 11 years old, so
right.
it wasn't a process that I understood through anything I'd ever read or anything that anyone had told me. What I did do, though, was listen very deeply. Without reading it, I can tell you that it was a day, I mean, living in Chicago, it was a summer day, it was very hot, very humid, and running through the alleyways of where I lived, which in my mind became the great jungles of Africa, because, you know, we live in the imagination, and I still do. while running and playing, my lungs began to swell and cut off the air supply, and I thought it was time to go home and rest. So I went home, and I went home to what I call the blessing of an empty house. No one was home. My mother wasn't home. My father wasn't home. My sister wasn't home. What that allowed me to do was get really focused. And I don't want to tell or the entire story, but to kind of cut to the chase of the matter was I really listened deeply to the music going on in my chest, being that when the lungs swell, whistles occur, some crackling occurs. So there's percussion. There's all these wonderful sounds. And I listened, and while listening, I forgot to be afraid. And when I wasn't afraid, I heard, this was very little air getting through, and I'd had many before, but this time I was just centered in it and listening as if it was a gift as opposed to a curse. And I heard in my head, the little bit that's getting through is all you need. The little bit is enough. And that was the magic word, because the minute that really resonated on every level, my lungs opened up fully. And that was the last asthma attack I've had in my life. That's a memory.
Wow. It's almost as if once you had that awareness, that insight, that was enough, it was like this relaxation that the rest of the body's like, yeah, and that's all good. And it was like a deep sigh that just kept going.
It did. And certainly at that moment, that day, I had no idea it was going to be my last. But it's been decades and decades, and, you know.
So do you think that that's something, like, if, you know, kids could do that if they're having an asthma attack? I mean, it's not something that obviously we're telling people don't, you know, did you have an inhaler and all that stuff?
I told you the short story, because prior to that, I started to do things, again, on just out of intuition. I began to do what I was told not to do. I also told my parents... I told my parents I would cure myself, that I was not going back for allergy shots, that I was not going back to the doctor. And they were very concerned. They said, well, did you want to maybe talk to another kind of doctor? And they didn't say psychiatrist, but that's what they were inferring. But in any case, they trusted me to give it a trial period.
Wow.
So I have a feeling that a lot of the stories in here, it sounds like from a very young age, you were in tune with your insight and kind of that inner wisdom.
Yes, I think, you know, often it is through those challenges, physical challenges, but I didn't listen to the advice of being sedentary. I mean, I went in for the allergy shots once a week, and I began to really come to think they were not only worthless, but working against the, you know, the idea of coming into a high level of wellness. But what I refused to do was remain sedentary, which was the advice back in those days, when in my youth, don't exert yourself. Well, you know, I didn't take that advice. I ran. I set the 50, the 100 dash records at my school. I was one of the top gymnasts. I continued to do what I wasn't supposed to do.
I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host. I'm here, and I'm Kim, and I'm here with Prudence, Mindset Reset. I've got Wayne Allen Levine. We're talking to him about his book, Insights of an Ordinary Man. We've got Matt on our board, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008. So, you know, I'm looking through your book, and talk to us a little bit about Everything and Nothing.
Everything and Nothing. You know, in order for me to talk to you about that, I'd have to actually remember what, you know, honestly, there's certain, it's interesting to me that what I've been hearing from people in response, everybody has a different favorite that.
What about Messy?
Oh, well, Messy is a poem. One of the few, and I wasn't going to. Originally, this manuscript didn't have any poems except for one hidden poem. I call it a hidden poem because it's written in prose, not in the broken lines of poetry. In my playful nature, I thought I'll sneak one in. But my publisher at Spirit Wind Books, Lynn Klippel, I'll give her a plug because she's a wonderful Midwestern woman who's doing great work. Messy is one of my wife's very favorite poems. If you'd like, I could even read that one. What I wanted to do was distinguish. The reason I didn't want to put in poems, because I'm somewhat known as a poet. I have two books of poetry that continue to sell, I'm delighted to say, in places I've never been, which is a wonderful thing, you know.
Yeah, let's do that.
So Messy, I just have to find. Here we are. Right there. There it is. I should know this one to memory. So Messy is one of the very few poems that's in this book. Again, it is a book of nonfiction, short stories, vignettes, but with a few scattered poems, and this is one of them called Messy. Creativity is not always neat and clean. In fact, it's often very messy, like childbirth. I watched my two sons come into the world. The pink, red, yellow, brown liquids that flowed before them. That miraculous, colorful, wet arrival followed quickly by the afterbirth. Then the diapers, the drool, the projectile vomit I was baptized with just as I stepped out of the shower. The thrown food, muddy shoes, torn clothes, bloody knees, juice stains in every room. On the carpet, chairs, and sofa. My boys, above all else, remain the greatest mess I've ever gotten into.
I love it. That's great. Wow. And if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Wayne Allen Levine. Do you go by the whole Wayne Allen Levine?
Well, I go by. It depends. Everything that's been published, the books and articles and such, then it's the full name. It's actually Levine.
Levine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tiny
that's good. Yeah. And his book is Insights of an Ordinary Man. And so now, how long have you been writing?
That's a good question. In one sense, like I say in the intro, it feels as if I've been writing this book from the very beginning. That without even looking here, I know that I say. It's as if I was writing on the walls of my mother's womb. So there's a certain sense that feels like I've been doing this forever. Writing really took over as a daily practice about 16, 17 years ago.
And what did you do before that?
I was in the health industry, nutritional, you know, primarily, including I had my own company called Health Bright, where we had nutritional supplements, hypoallergenic and very highly bioactive. You know. So health and nutrition, primarily. So I've always had a focus on health and wellness. But I think no matter what we're doing, exercise, eating right, trying to manage the stress, all important things. What I found the missing link for me was that unbridled creativity to express something uniquely your own. And if you have an absolute need to do that and you don't do it, all those other things that you do will still not get you to the level of wellness, and there can be a breakdown. That was my experience. So writing was a very curative process.
You know, I find that's so interesting, because so many people that write, it's really almost like it cures you inside out, you know, and it's something deeper that, I mean, even when I remember being really upset about something, and my daughter said, just go in your room and write, Mom. And I was like, I can't right now. And then I did, and I just wrote like it wasn't even me writing, and it all just came out. And so I can understand when I'm asking you about, you know, a different chapter. It seems like this was like the inside of you, which is kind of what you're talking about, and now you're on to your next thing, and you just keep going from there, right?
Well, I write almost every single day. I rarely skip a day, and I have enough material for another 4 or 5 volumes of insights. So what I see this as is volume one, really. Mm-hmm. Insights. So I love writing, and it's something that has really changed my life in miraculous ways.
Now, is it a gift that you share with your boys? Do you encourage them to write, and do they have writing time? And
well, thank you for asking about my sons. I have two very creative sons and very grounded creative sons.
And you should see his little big smile that just came out. You could tell you're really
he's
passionate.
A proud papa.
Yeah, passionate about your sons. I think that's great.
I am indeed. They have been. It's amazing to me because they're 23 and 26, and the bond that I've had with them has been absolutely without any periods of been broken down. It's a constant. Mutual respect and appreciation. So I am delighted.
Yeah, it's funny when you gave their age. I completely am picturing, especially based on your energy and just that passion I see in your eyes for them. I was picturing little like 4 and 6 year old boys. So it's great. So do they write as well? Have they taken that on?
They do write. They write music.
Oh,
they're both writing music. My oldest son actually. Has picked it up at age around 11. He discovered it. He went to a friend's house, picked up a guitar for the first time, and kind of knew how to play it.
Wow. That is a gift for sure.
Right.
And he's been writing. He's a prolific writer, prolific songwriter. So.
Huh. All right. Well, we are going to take a really quick break, and I'd love to give away a couple books. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We've got books, Insights of an Ordinary Man by Wayne Allen Levine. And we'll be right back. Our phone number here, 805-639-0008.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Welcome back. All right. And thank you so much for all those callers. We actually have Steve on the line. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Welcome. How are you? How are
you? Good. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, no problem. Where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Oh,
wow.
I love it. And are you a first-time listener?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Wow. Well, that's great. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how this book might resonate with you, Insights of an Ordinary Man.
Well, being a somewhat ordinary man myself, I haven't had the chance to read it yet, but I went to high school with Wayne.
Oh, there we go. Great.
Well, hi, Steve. What, I think I'll need a last name so I can know.
Fish.
Okay, I definitely know the name.
Yeah.
Definitely know the name. How are you?
I'm so good. You know, I pay attention once in a while, and Robbie posted something on Facebook that you were going to be on the radio, and I was at my computer at work, and I go, let me see if I can give a listen.
I love
Very
it.
Nice.
So you're streaming us, and that's what it's all about. You know, that's what the computer, the internet has taken us. So, I mean, we could be all over the world.
We could. It's an amazing thing. And Facebook has actually turned out to be a wonderful thing, which I resisted for the first, some months. Well, Steve, that means that you're not going to be at the book signing and reading at Barnes & Noble in Westlake, California tonight, right?
Unfortunately not, Wayne. I'll be there in spirit.
There you go.
But I still want to get you a book, so we'll have to arrange that. I will be coming to Chicago to another Barnes & Noble, but that's not until June.
Oh, there you go.
I will definitely do my best to show up there.
That would be wonderful. Well, we'll get you a book, Wayne. We'll get you a book.
That would be great. I'm looking forward to reading it. That's the kind of stuff I actually like.
So, Steve, where are you in your life as a man for Valentine's Day? What's going on in your life?
Well, I'm married. I've been with my wife for a little over 19 years. We have no children, so it's just us. We're the children.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys pamper each other.
And we're very fortunate to have a very nice life and a very wonderful group of friends and family, so we're just kind of we're keeping it local. We're gonna just chill.
I like that. You got your own support team. That's what That's what we kind of talk about here. Is you need your support team, not only your wife and your husband, but you need support, good friends, good family. You know,
absolutely.
What's the weather like back there in Chicago?
Well, we're supposed to get about 1 to 4 inches of snow today.
Wow.
We've actually had a very mild winter for us, so this is one of the few times we're actually going to get a significant amount of snow. That's fine. You know, when you live in Chicago, you just don't pay attention.
You just don't pay attention. All right. Well,
we imagine the warm, sunny skies of California.
That's great.
Well, Steve, it's a wonderful surprise to hear your voice. And,
I'm glad.
You know,
it's been way too long.
It's been. But now there's Facebook and other things, so we're going to be in touch.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
And I look forward to it as well.
Thank you so much for making the phone call, too, because that's what really people reach out. Sometimes you think, everybody's going to be calling or nobody's going to, do it. Kind of Joe LaSalle is an action coach. He always says, just do something. Do whatever you're thinking. I mean, we only have today that we know about, so make it the best. So thank you so much for making that phone call.
My pleasure.
All right, you have
Thanks,
a great day.
Steve.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right, so that's so cool.
That's a wonderful surprise, yes.
All right. So, I'm looking at one of your chapters in your book, and it's a little story about how far. Tell me a little bit about that.
How far is one of the pieces that, float out in my morning ritual of writing, which is when I write. And it's not one that I'm as familiar with as some of the other stories. So it would be, in a sense, really, I'd be remembering it. I can read the first paragraph,
yeah,
and then
too.
How far are we really willing to go to find, affirm, and bring to life the dreams that dwell within us? I think that line itself is really what it's all about. How far are we willing to go to really honor those dreams, to bring them to life, to live the stories that we want to tell?
Right.
I think that's the way I'm looking at it now, because these are short stories. Unembellished. I say that because I think life is, as we hear, life is stranger than fiction, and it's also more amazing often enough when you're really paying attention. So the how far is a question I think we're going to come up against repeatedly, and with good reason.
Yeah. It's such a powerful question, and I could almost even picture taking that question in and of itself and using that as a journaling process and starting that question out in just a free-flow writing format every day for a while.
Well, that's what I was thinking. That's what it really pulled me, because I always think that we are the producers of our own life. We are in charge of our own life. And so many of us wait for other people to make their decisions for them, or they go on other people's feelings. But if we wake up and say, it's funny, a lot of people, when you're going to like a party or you're going somewhere and they're like, what are you going to wear today? Or what are you going to wear to that? And it's like a week away. I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people plan things like that. I don't. I have to kind of look at my closet unless it's, really dressy and I don't have something for that. But I kind of go on how I feel. And I go, okay, I feel really colorful today, so I'm going to wear really bright colors. Or, I want to. So that's kind of, and that's really how I live my life. And in which I know it's not as planned as other people.
I think people can overplan. Joe would love that I'm saying that. That people overplan so much they get frozen. But when we're asking this question, what are we really willing to go to do to find and affirm, bring to life those dreams? We are automatically calling ourselves to a higher place, to think of ourselves from a different place than what we're used to and accustomed to. We automatically are taking ourselves into a different perspective when we begin to keep pushing on that perceived limitation or that perceived wall that we're coming up against.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think that life is a gift every single day. And if we take for granted, that we don't use it as, a new, vibrant beginning every single day, to say today doesn't have to be like yesterday. Let's make it our best. So I really encourage people to read your book. It's got some really great insights. And is there something else that you wanted to say?
I was looking. It's interesting that, it takes, as I said, it was a decade in the making. While this, I didn't try to publish this book or have it published until last year. And fortunately, I landed upon a wonderful publisher who was every bit as excited as I was. And that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And it went into production. When I met you over the summer at the Open Borders, which was Borders that then closed and became that interim venue, I told you, I believe I said I was very close to signing a deal on this next book. And probably a week or two after, I did. And it went into production pretty quickly. So I was looking for... So in any case, what happens is you write a book, you have a manuscript, I keep writing, so in a certain sense it feels like I wrote this a very long time ago, and yet it's still so alive and fresh. It's not, you know, I think it's a, many of them, they seem very timeless to me, and I hope they will feel the same way to readers.
That, right. But you know what is interesting is, like, you, Prudence will read it, and she'll take something else from it. I'll read it, and I'll take something. I love books like that because you can, everybody takes what they need from it.
So. And what it also means is that as we as individuals proceed and progress in life, we could pick up the book and read it a second time or a third time, and it's going to speak to us at different stages in different ways. So quite, I mean, that makes it a work of art in and of itself.
There you go.
Hearing it in different ways, different people hearing it, absolutely, yeah. Picking it up, and I will say that it's the same for me. I read these at different times, and sometimes I go, who wrote that?
Isn't that amazing?
How? Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
So
I
what
like
I was
that.
Looking for here, well, I heard you talk about that gift and the importance, like both of you, you know, how important. So there's one piece in here called The Gift Not Given, and it addresses the urgency, you know, and I could read the first paragraph of that,
Okay. Which
is, and again, this is called The Gift Not Given. Sooner or later, the precious gift we carry within us must be given fully, because the gift not given becomes a terribly weighty thing, and when repressed, neglected, or denied for too long, it turns into something else, something much less to our liking most of the time, an awful morphing of our deepest creative longing.
Wow, that says a lot right there. You know, why waste something that you love, you know, and what a perfect thing, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. You know, we talked about a little bit last night at my women's support group is sometimes you need, you know, almost like a piece of paper that maybe you wrote to your wife or you wrote to Joe or Joe wrote to you of telling all the wonderful things about you that sometimes we don't feel inside ourselves. And yet when somebody else, when we're having those low moments, you pick it up and you go, oh yeah, okay, you know, and it's kind of the other thing I talked about is having your friend list, people, your support group, people that make you feel good about who you are. Sometimes we need that. So I love your book. I can't wait to meet everybody tonight over at Barnes & Noble. Wayne has a book signing tonight, and it starts at 7 o'clock.
7 p.m., yes.
Right, and it's at Westlake Promenade in, and give out the address.
It's 160 South Westlake Boulevard in, you know, it's interesting. They have it listed as Westlake and Thousand Oaks.
I know.
So
it's, yeah, that's kind
it's
of,
Westlake and Thousand Oaks.
Yeah, there you go. But it's a beautiful promenade out there, Barnes & Noble. And his book is Insights of an Ordinary Man. So I hope to see you out there. All right, and thank you so much for being here, too.
Thank you.
And for writing a beautiful book.
A pleasure.
We do have our next guest, and this is going to be fun. It's Just Married and Cooking, and we have, I don't know, do we have both of them? Do we have Chef Brooke? Brooke, are you there?
We're here, yeah.
And do we also have James?
Yes.
Ah, okay, we got both of you. Are you, now did you co-write this together?
We did. We wrote this together, our first year of marriage, actually.
Ah, okay. So you guys, because you don't have the same name, but you are married.
Yes.
Okay. I like it. I like it. And so your book is Just Married and Cooking, and what a fun book. I haven't received mine yet, but I'm excited because I love to stay home and make a really good meal. And we were just talking about how sometimes it's not the best night to go out on Valentine's night, right?
We're big believers in that. I think, you know, there's a little too much hustle and bustle. There's a little too much, I don't want to sound too negative here, but
no.
Too many amateurs out.
Up
the restaurants on Valentine's night.
God.
So, you know, avoid all of that and just enjoy a romantic night at home.
Huh, there you go. So you guys are going to help us do that. And if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we are talking to the chefs and co-authors of Just Married and Cooking, Chef Brooke and Chef James. And so tell us a little bit about your journey and how you came to write this great book.
Really, I think we just enjoyed and cooked so many wonderful meals together. We thought, we've got to get this down on paper. You know, we want these recipes that kind of celebrated our first year together, and so many are everyday meals, but then some are what we call new traditions and creating your own, which is maybe different than your parents. You know, Valentine's Inn, enjoying the night in, making a really special meal. I say, you know, turn off the ESPN. For James, put on your best pair of jeans.
Yeah.
I'll put on a nice dress for you.
And shut off her BlackBerry.
I'll shut off my BlackBerry even. And, you know, dim the lights. Let's have a cocktail and a few nibbles while we're together in the kitchen. And let's create something, you know, really special and different.
I think cooking together, you know, my husband and I mean, of course, we still have four children, right?
Oh,
but,
my goodness.
You know, do you have any children?
We do have a little girl. She's 2 and a half.
Okay. But it is so, you can make it so much fun of like, you know, where you do the recipes together or you do one recipe and I do another or I'm cooking for you tonight and now you're cooking for, you know, I mean, there's just so much to do with that. So I would love to hear, what are some of your personal favorite recipes to inspire a romantic night?
Well, Kim, I think you got it right there. And that's the key, is to get in there and have fun with it and enjoy it together. You know, a lot of people think about this like cooking together means two people stirring the same pot at the same time, and that's certainly not the idea. You want to get in there and have fun and work on different parts of the meal. We've just created some great recipes for Valentine's Day with Godiva chocolate vodka, which is really makes a night in really special. My favorite is a coffee rubbed beef tenderloin with a red wine and chocolate vodka sauce that is so decadent and sexy. If the guys can get in there and make this, they're going to score some major points.
That's cute. All right, so give us a little hint on what that is.
You know, it's so simple, and it just takes a little bit of planning ahead, which, again, guys, showing that you planned ahead and actually thought
big
about
point.
This.
Big point.
Of course, you made your points. You get a nice piece. You get a nice piece of beef. You know, something that you might not normally buy. A little bit of beef tenderloin. Rub it with salt and ground coffee, and then just wrap it up and put it in your refrigerator for a day.
Ground
then,
coffee? Wow.
Yes. It makes it smoky and adds another level, you know, to the flavors. It's wonderful.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. Yeah.
So the next day, when you're ready for dinner, you pull it out, give it a quick sear on top of the stove, and then let it finish cooking in the oven. And then while it's in the oven, you just, fancy chef word, deglaze your pan, which means you pour it in and scrape up the brown bits. The Godiva chocolate vodka first, then a bit of red wine, then a little bit of beef stock, and you let it all kind of simmer down until it's nicely thickened, or reduce, once again, one of those fancy intimidating words. You make a reduction of them. Take the beef out, slice it, pour your sauce over the top, and you're ready to go. So simple. Really, we believe anybody can do it, and I think, you know, you get in there together, share the kitchen, enjoy a little cocktail. If you're already cooking with the chocolate vodka,
why not pour a little bit, right?
Make it a special treat and pour yourself a little glass and sip it and enjoy it. It's got amazing, you know, chocolate flavor. And, I mean, what else do you think about on Valentine's Day? But chocolate, and kind of enjoy it in a new and different way.
Does the red wine help to take a little of the sweetness out of the chocolate? So it's not like just sheer tasting like chocolate on steak, right? It gives it it softens that flavor a bit, I would suspect.
It does. And, you know, the chocolate vodka is really not too sweet.
It's not like a Kahlua or anything like that. It is actually, not sweet. And if you think about like a mole sauce, you know, in a Mexican restaurant over your, you know, chicken enchiladas or whatever, it's similar to that, where the chocolate just enhances the savory element of the dish really, really nicely. It's surprising. It's different.
Now you're talking.
Now I understand. I'm a mole girl.
She is the mole girl. All right. Well, gosh.
Imagine kind of that bitterness from the coffee, you know, with the chocolate, just all kind of, you know, accentuates so nicely. And the red wine really does kind of balance and bring a little bit of, you know, tart.
Here's one of my secret bittersweet chocolate tips. I use it actually when I'm making certain types of chili. When I'm like Super Bowl, I make huge pots of homemade fresh chili, and I have one that I just tried it one day. I thought, let me add this in, and it just really adds a nice seasoning to it.
Well, you know, I went to a chocolate tasting party the other night, and they had chili chocolate. And so it's kind of just like that. Ooh, mm-hmm. I'm telling you. And it was funny. We didn't have the wrappers to anything, so we had to try to see which one was which. Uh-huh. And so it was like, ooh, this is a little sweet. This is a little harsh. This is a little. And when we got to the chili one, I was like, oh, my God, that's got my name written all over it. And so guess what I have in my refrigerator? I was like, where do we get this? You know, because you just have to have that little bit of chocolate every once in a while. So now what are some of your signature cocktails?
Well, we'd love for people to go to Godiva Spirits on Facebook or visit drinkgodiva.com. There's lots of great recipes. But, you know, when you're making kind of a fancy meal and you got a lot of other things going on, it really is great to enjoy it just neat over ice. And that's usually what we do.
Yeah, like you would a good old martini. You just chill it. And you sip it as is. It's that good. It really is.
If you want to make it fancy, just throw a couple of fresh berries in the bottom of your martini glass, shake it over ice, and then strain it.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Got it. You guys are like, this just sounds like a romantic night already.
There you go. See, that's all.
Now, I want to know about some, you have different decorations that will create a moody and romantic atmosphere.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorites, just because, of course, once again, being on a budget, and that can go throughout the seasons, I go to a craft store, a Michael's, a Bed Bath & Beyond, something like that, and I get these hurricane lamps, and they can hold votive candles, and you can put whatever candy or decoration around it. Red Hot can be kind of fun for Valentine's Day. You fill up the hurricane lamp, you know, halfway up the candle. Or also, you know, Godiva makes these Godiva gems with these beautiful little foil-wrapped chocolates, and the light from the candle reflects off the pink or blue or red foil wrap. Really beautiful, really fun, and you know, we don't believe on spending a ton on flowers or other decorations because we kind of purpose that money towards our filet, you know, or our vodka. So we do a little less with the decoration, or we have edible decorations.
Right.
And we make sure, of course, like I say, dim the lights, turn off the ESPN. Even though you're staying in, go ahead and dress up. Girls, maybe don't wear your high heels. That is the luxury of staying in. But do put on that nice dress. And, guys, you know, do put on maybe a button-down shirt.
So kind of dress as you, yeah, dress as you're going out, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, make it a date night. You know, turn down the lights a little bit, right? Now, what do you do with your two-and-a-half-year-old?
We put her to bed.
Okay. Just checking.
7 p.m.
If anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to actually chefs and co-authors, and it's Brooke and James, and their book is Just Married and Cooking. And how long has this book been out?
We haven't been out a year yet.
Oh.
It's still new.
The newlywed book.
Okay.
Yeah, talk about a great newlywed gift.
Yeah, oh, there you go. That would be a really great wedding gift.
Yeah, a little wedding present. Or
wedding flower. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us, what's your favorite recipe that you could offer in that book? And I want to ask you another question.
Sure.
Is it just recipes, or is there little expressions of you know, things in there, or is it just recipes?
You know, we really try to do our best to fill it with all of the tips and advice anyone could need, whether they are newlyweds or they've, you know, been together for a long time and are really kind of committing now to trying to do some more cooking at home.
And both cooking and entertaining tips.
So it is entertaining tips.
But
okay.
We have everything from what you need to put on your wedding registry to, you know, what tools you need and what how you need to stock your pantry.
Oh, so this is a really good shower gift, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. You can do buy a nice, you know, wooden spoon, wrap it up with the bow. Go get a nice, we love our zester. Go get a nice garlic bread, something fun, you know, and wrap it up with the cookbook as a fun shower gift.
Oh, that sounds cute.
That does. I could picture that perfect right now.
Let's see, who do I know getting married?
Yeah, there you go. I got two daughters that are getting married. Okay, I need you guys to send me those books, okay?
It's on their way.
Okay. And, you know, so what tip can you leave us with?
Well, you know, we'd love everybody to go to Godiva Spirits on Facebook or visit drinkgodiva.com and just...
get in the kitchen.
Yeah, find these recipes, get in the kitchen, and enjoy your time together. Don't make it stressful. You know, set aside the whole night. Just enjoy each other, enjoy your time, relax, and have fun cooking together.
I love it. I love the message, just have fun. You know, and would you do me a favor? Would you go on my Facebook and become one of my fans and then post this for us?
Certainly.
Okay, great. It's at Kim Pagano Show.
Great.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I really think it's fun, and I think it would be a great gift for a shower. So, and I love that it's joining the husband and the wife together, and that's what it's all about. So,
it is.
Thank you both of you.
Thanks, Kim.
All right. Well, gosh, I can't believe our hour is almost over here. And I thank all of you for being a part of our show, Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, Anna Prudence. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Mindset Reset. I think we've gotten some really good, you know, ideas. And Wayne, I wish you a lot of luck tonight. I can't wait to, you know, I'm going to be there with you and meet a lot of people over at Barnes & Noble in Westlake. I hope that, you know, our listeners and the ones that got our books and everything will be able to be out there.
I hope so. Come have a good time.
There you go. And 7 o'clock tonight, that is, you know, over at Barnes & Noble, and Wayne will be there signing his book, so in Westlake. Thank you again. And do you have a website?
It's really under construction, just about ready to go, ready to be launched.
So
it is IOAOM.com.
There you go.
Which is the acronym for Insights of an Ordinary Man.
Ah, I like it. I like it. Well, I thank all of you for joining us. And again, if you listen from 1 to 2 and you have any information, you can always call me at 805-419-0008. Also, if you are interested in being a part of my show, or you have a journey, or you want to be an advertiser on my show, I thank all of my sponsors. That my show wouldn't be possible without all of them. And so I want you to be a part of my show. I encourage you to have a journey. We all do. And with that, to have a positive journey. So with that, God, we're at our weekend. I say TGIF. It is Friday. Take a deep breath, reflect on where you've been for the week, and enjoy. Make every moment count, because this is your day and you are the creator of it. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is: hard work and your effort are the price you must pay to achieve any goal worthwhile. And, you know, we talked a little bit about that in our book, and the work that you do. Can you leave everybody with a message?
Every day, it's taking that step. Take the step. Take the step that you keep thinking you want to take, but you haven't taken. Just do it. Take the step. Trust yourself and do it. Keep working. Do it.
There you go. And, you know, I also want to say is write a list. You know, sometimes we get so boggled and so pulled in so many different ways that if we write a list and almost have like a list to do and a goal list, so that you can concentrate on where you're coming back from. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. Have a great day and a great weekend, and I'll talk to you soon.